shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
And we were trying to do two things. We were trying to make sure
that... He began demanding that I go lower and massaging...
The owner of the company was remodeling all of this.
We were, like, puzzled. I'm like, well, you know, she's kind of 6 years old.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And coming up this hour, we're going to be talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association about women who have suffered from breast cancer, who have lost their hair as the result of breast cancer. And one of them is a very prominent candidate for public office here in California, Carly Fiorina. Who has a short haircut as a result of losing her hair from chemotherapy. I saw Jennifer Griffin, who is a Fox News reporter. She does a lot of their international reporting, along with, I believe it's Catherine Herridger, who does the Pentagon reporting. Jennifer Griffin does the international reporting. She most recently completed chemotherapy and radiation for breast cancer and wears a very short haircut. We're going to talk to Bobby and Steve about this. Bobby is with a group of women that they call themselves the Wigwam. And they're basically, they've put together a group of women who will help sufferers of breast cancer go out, find wigs, buy wigs after losing their hair. So we'll talk with her here in a second. And then coming up later on in the program, well, we'll find out. I forget, bud.
Yeah, oh, I got it here.
We have another guest, I know. 877-876-PHIL. Fiorina is her name. Okay, thanks. Larry King is leaving the Larry King Show, plus feminists called Toy Story 3 sexist. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight in Miami, WAXY 790 AM, and in Birmingham, Alabama, WYDE 1260 AM. Let's go over to our newsmaker line right now with the Dooleys. They are both the members of the Homeowners Association there in Western Estates, California. They're also people who are on the parent-teacher board there. And, Bobby, how are you this evening?
Real good, Phil. Thank you so much for being a part of this very important discussion. We are so grateful because we think that we can educate a lot of people and we can find our way solutions for so many women that are suffering.
Oh, by the way, if I could just, is it Raj Faneen? All right, Raj Faneen joins us. He is a businessman here in Southern California. He's an immigrant from Egypt, and they have the West Coast Primer on Middle East Custom coming up this weekend at UCLA, I think. So we're going to be talking with him. Bobby, getting back to this interest of yours, you guys call yourselves the Wigwam, right?
That's correct. And this started, Phil, with a very good friend of ours, Karen Richelieu, and her husband, Ben. She had breast cancer, and I told her, really all Karen had was me, that I would take her out wig shopping, and she never returned my call.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't because she didn't suffer a relapse or anything, but she had decided after an initial phase, as you know, Phil, from the chemotherapy where your hair falls out if you're a woman. She then began to, she wore a wig for a short time until her hair came in very short. And she began to affect that, what a lot of us call the chemo cut, which is a very short haircut.
Now, Carly Fiorina, you know...
she's running for United States Senate.
Yeah, she also is a breast cancer survivor. She wears this short haircut.
She wears the chemo cut, right.
Now, what do you call it, the chemo cut?
We call it the chemo cut because we think, first of all, it's the result of chemotherapy. And we think that it is, in fact, a cut, a haircut or a hairstyle that we think advertises a kind of weakness. That's what we're talking about with wigwam and the wigwig, and that to wear the hair of a normal woman is to take on that strength. And we want to teach women the chemo cut only encourages a kind of a weakness. Right? See, my husband.
All right, 877, hold on for a minute, 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Bobby and Steve Dooley tonight about breast cancer. I was at the Susan G. Coleman, one Susan G. Coleman event in Sacramento many years ago because my wife was involved in raising awareness and money for breast cancer. In fact, a schoolmate of mine, a guy that I went to high school with, Ernie Bodai, is now one of the top oncology doctors up in Northern California. He helped design the breast cancer stamp, so... You know, I'm familiar with this.
Well, have you talked to Dr. Bodai about the chemo cut?
No, I haven't talked to Ernie. I mean, I talked to him once when we were in Sacramento for this walk, just very very briefly. I didn't ask him about what you guys are talking about, but I have seen men and women walking for breast cancer. I've never heard anybody really be concerned too much with the loss of hair.
They don't like to talk about it, and I don't think a lot of women do talk about it.
No, I think it looks weak.
Well, that's what you guys are saying. You're saying that this loss of hair and the short hair is a sign of weakness? Of course it is. They've had a very debilitating disease.
But there is no reason for a woman to continue to advertise that at a time when so many men are... so many women and so many men are competing in the same arenas in business, in politics, and so forth. We have got a foothold, Phil, in a lot of different areas of life, in science, in business, in politics, in the arts. Right now, women have a great opportunity to assert themselves in ways they never have before. And so with breast cancer, we are... showing a little bit of a chink in the armor,
Well, okay, and so the chink in the armor is what?
Well, the chink in the armor, I think, is the haircut.
The haircut. And so when your friend, and I'm trying to think of what her name was now.
Her name is Karen, and Karen is alive, and she's with us. And she is a lovely girl, but she rejected the wigway and decided that she would... She would go the route of the chemo head and then had the chemo cut and ignored a lot of the postcards and a lot of the flyers that we slipped under her door and really got, I think, argumentative with us about it to the point where she lost that sisterhood feel that we're all trying to offer. And we also think that that chemo look is a little selfish. These are women who are looking to have their, I hate to put it in a crude way, really they're looking to have their hind ends kissed a little bit, you know?
Yeah, they think they're special because they had, came down with chemo.
That they think they're special.
That they think they're special? You're talking about women with cancer? You know,
well, by this point, they already know they have the cancer. They've had the chemotherapy. They have the chemo head or the chemo cut. When you walk around with the chemo head, it's a badge of honor. It's
wearing a uniform for some reason and a helmet that says I got. Look at me, and we just think that it makes it unfair for the women to choose the wig way.
And
it's unfair for the what?
Unfair for women who choose the wigway.
Let's talk about this the wigway, as you call it, or the wigwam, as your organization, where you go out and you buy wigs. Why? You said...
Well, it's very easy to explain.
But you said that it was women who have hair exhibit strength, women who insist on wearing this short chemo cut, as you call it, the short hair, exude weakness.
That is correct, Phil. As we said, at a time when women are making very big moves in business, in the arts, in politics, and so forth, to exhibit the chemo head, or the chemo cut, if you will, or the shortcut, or the pixie cut.
No, like a pixie cut.
The cancer of the pixie.
What is the cancer of the pixie? You mean like it looks like a pixie cut?
It looks like an old pixie cut, yeah, except it looks like a cancerous pixie. And so that's, when we put a negative turn on that,
It looks like a cancerous pixie.
When we put a negative turn on that pill, if we could, because I know a lot of these things are very bizarre, but they're also very foreign to men. Men don't get it. Women do. We're saying we need to exude strength. And the way to exude strength is to immediately join with women who will help you, drive you to a mall or drive you to a department store or to a wig shop and begin to get fitted and immediately show that you have the hair of a normal woman, that even if the word is out that you have breast cancer, you don't look like it.
No, you don't. You've got to wear the wig.
Well, women who have breast cancer look at, especially during that period where they're sick from the chemotherapy. So at some point, they're going to look sick.
But they don't have to look. They don't have to advertise, I'm sick from cancer. You can wear a wig, and certainly you're not well. But people will think, well, is it the flu? Is she working through her, you know, forgive me for saying, her period? What's going on with her? The sooner you put on a wig, the sooner you have rejoined the sisterhood and you are exuding strength. If you want to go the way of the chemo cut, you're just looking for sympathy, really.
Yeah, that's about that.
All right. Well, so now that's a point that I think, you know, we can have some discussion on. Women that have the chemo cut are looking for sympathy. Now, how do you know that they're not just wearing that chemo cut to accept their condition?
No, we've never really come to terms with that argument. I'm going to be bald, and I'm going to have a short haircut because I'm, you know, coming to terms. I'm proud of not having breasts. I
don't know that that's the statement.
Well, it's a statement of a full pride, and we think that we need to really own up to the fact that when you have that chemo dome. You are asking.
All right. The chemo dome is what? Is that?
That's the bald head.
All right.
That you're looking for a kind of sympathy that we think weakens women, weakens the sisterhood, and takes women a big, big step backward, way back, over several decades.
877-876 Phil is our number here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley on. Women who have breast cancer and decide to just lose their hair and then grow out that short haircut. Now, Carly Fiorina, who is running for the Senate here in the state of California, has that haircut. Jennifer Griffin, I mentioned from Fox News, and down through the years, you've seen women with that short haircut. Ms. Dooley and other women think the sooner you put on a wig and look like, quote, a normal woman, the better. That women who wear that kind of haircut are looking for sympathy. But I responded that I thought it was, you know, women accepting their... condition. 877-876-PHIL. If you or someone you know has breast cancer and you allow your hair to fall out and you wear a short haircut, are you looking for sympathy? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley tonight about breast cancer and the number of women that affect the affect, I think is the word, the short hair look, as opposed to getting a wig. You're saying, Bobby, that any woman could go out and get a wig.
Well, not only that, Phil, but we think that that women should get wigs. And there's another very, very good reason for this. Women who have breast cancer and wear the short hair and go out into the world and still work and still succeed and still have jobs and still have any number of pursuits. These are women that are obviously going to intimidate men. Men, as we all know, and I'm not, you know, think I'm talking out of school, men have a difficult time dealing with illness.
Well, in what sense do you mean men have a difficult time dealing with illness? Because I've often heard it said, you know, women have more stamina than men.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
So when you say that women have more stamina than men, women are able to go out and work while ill.
Yeah, they're able to work while ill without pain. That's the first ample sense, too.
Well, you know, my husband and I were talking about this. Steve was saying it's tough for a man to admit that a woman is going to come down with something like cancer, and she is still going to be able to get out there and work and succeed, like Carly Fiorina, like Jennifer Griffin, like some of these women that you talked about. So that's intimidating to men. We would rather have women wear the wig, not show to other women how ill they are and how sick they are, not intimidate other men because they're out there working. Just get on the wig and quit wearing this as a badge that you are a ill woman and you need the world's, you know, the world's admiration.
Well, Bobby, you know, with all due respect, I'm hearing you and your husband talking about this is the first time I've ever heard of women who have who go and obviously get chemotherapy, as every woman who has breast cancer must, to varying degrees, of course.
Well, not all of them are that sick.
Well, breast cancer that requires chemotherapy, you're sick, right?
I agree with that, but they don't all need the same amount.
No, but the point is that women who have breast cancer and go and get chemotherapy, obviously at the recommendation of their doctor, this is the first time I've ever heard them described as people that are looking for sympathy.
No, we didn't say that, Phil.
No, I didn't say that, Henry. What I said was...
Well, you didn't say anything. Your wife did.
No, I'm sorry.
What he's saying is that the women, Phil, are not, you know, looking for sympathy necessarily, but when they wear the short hair.
So any woman that has the short haircut is looking for sympathy.
That is absolutely the case. Otherwise, they would wear the wig. But because they wear the short haircut, they're basically saying, look at how special I am. I survived breast cancer. I want people to notice that. I want them to be my friend. Or in the case of men, I want them to see how strong I am and be intimidated by that. We don't think that's the message to send.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to some phone calls in a minute. I mean, this is a lot to chew on. Women who have the short haircut after getting chemotherapy, which you guys are calling the chemo cut, are looking to intimidate men as well as get sympathy from other women. And it's a big, proud statement, having a bald head from cancer. And I've heard women say that one of the worst experiences of having breast cancer is going through the chemotherapy because it's extremely difficult and losing your hair.
No. At the first, you know, you go bald, but then you wrap, what is that, Steve?
Well, a lot of women will wrap their head with that African, they try to look African.
They wrap their heads with that very African turban. Then they grow their hair short. Some women keep it shaved bald and wear those very long earrings. It's a fashion statement and it's an intimidation statement. And we're trying to say to women, the wig way that myself and other women at Western Estates and in other communities across this country, the wig way that we're talking about is when you get a girlfriend who calls you up and you have breast cancer, and she calls you and she says, all right, we see that you have breast cancer. I get it. You're bald. I get it. You have a chemo cut. Now let's grow up and let's go get a wig. Go with her. Get in the car and go to the mall and re-immerse yourself in life. Because I can tell you, Phil, it is going to make a lot of women feel a lot better.
Well, you know, I love the comment, call her up and say, okay, we get it, you got breast cancer, as if a woman losing her hair somehow... She's waiting for people to notice this. What I see are women who try to hide it, you know.
No, well, if they were trying to hide it, they wouldn't go out in public and parade their bald cancer, you know, the whole cancer head.
877-876-PHIL is the number. The cancer head is the you know, and you call it chemo dome. I think, you know, that is trying to throw off something that a lot of women are suffering. 877-876-PHIL. Jimmy in Mobile, Alabama, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah,
well, I'm a woman, Phil. I understand
that. Short hair after surviving breast cancer is not showing their weakness, and they want everyone to look at them. They're not hiding behind the wig. They're showing their strength that they did survive.
But why don't they get the wig? If they get a wig, they don't intimidate men like yourself, who are understandably frightened by women in business, that a woman can have chemotherapy and still go into the world and be successful. They also, by wearing the wig, don't intimidate their girlfriends into thinking, oh, don't you think you're special? You have cancer.
But no, think about this. There's a lot of women that do wear wigs, and it's not because they've had breast cancer. They might want to think they're better.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us right now, and we're talking about the situation vis-a-vis your wigway, Bobby, and the idea that you guys are now promoting wigs for women who are undergoing cancer, right? Or undergoing cancer treatment, right? And so my question is this. Are you not offending these women?
No, not at all.
You're not offending women who have the chemo hair, or as you call it, the chemo cut or the chemo head? You're not offending these women and making them feel inferior or hurting their feelings by saying you guys are trying to get love for yourselves? You don't see any of that?
No, we don't, Phil. But we see, we do see a lot of petty women that don't understand what we're trying to do for them. For the most part, though, we do see a lot of women who are rejecting the reality that wearing a full wig is obviously going to do great things for your looks. And wearing that short haircut simply intimidates men, and it sends a big message that you're feeling sorry for yourself. That's what we're trying to do, Phil. Keep women from feeling sorry for themselves.
Well, I don't know. When I see a Carly Fiorina or a Fiorina and I see a...
Fiorina.
Okay. When I see a Carly Fiorina and I see a Jennifer Griffin, I see a woman who's very proud of herself.
Well, the fact that you haven't been able to pronounce that woman's name...
I'm sorry, Fiorina. But I see a woman who's very proud of herself.
I don't...
Just because I mispronounce her name doesn't mean that I don't believe that she's proud of herself.
Well, I think to the extent that she wants to intimidate men, that's why she wears that trimmed off hairdo. But she's also looking for a little bit of that, and she is running for a public office. So, as Steve said, she's looking for a little bit of that ass kissing, if you'll pardon my expression.
Looking for ass kissing. I'll tell you something, man. I bet you every woman that ever suffered from breast cancer would be happy to get not have suffered it. She'd give up the ass kissing just not to have suffered that disease. Here's Betty in McLean, Virginia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Betty, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I'm a survivor.
Hello.
I'm very happy to be a survivor.
Congratulations.
Since 1972. Thank you. I wore a wig. I lost all my hair.
Good.
Back in 72, it wasn't very fashionable to go with short hair or without being bald.
Right. And there was a reason for that.
And the happiest time of my life was when I was able to take off that wig and show my little butch, but I did wear a hat for quite a while. Times have changed so very, very much, and I feel that women today can wear a wig and not feel intimidated as we were many years ago.
Well, that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say that butch look, as you call it, Betty, it makes a woman look weak when her hair's butched off.
I disagree with that. It doesn't make a woman... In fact, I felt very honored the fact that I at least got my hair back.
Well, but you also said that you were happy, you were ecstatic to wear a wig, didn't you?
Well, she didn't say ecstatic.
She said she was very grateful to be able to wear the wig. Because the wig is freedom. That's what we say.
You know, today I still wear a wig. Every once in a while, and my hair is very long. I wear a very fashionable twist in the back. But every mm-hmm. once in a while, I go back and put that wig on, and it makes me feel mm-hmm. good because here mm-hmm. I am. I'm a survivor, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I'm able to mm-hmm. just flaunt it.
Do you still undergo chemotherapy?
No, I did many years ago. I'm a survivor.
Well, why do you still wear a wig? Why do you still wear a wig?
Because
she likes to wear the wig.
I like to wear mm-hmm. one just to mm-hmm. be a little different. Mm-hmm. And I like to see women do things like that because it gives you a totally different appearance. Makes you feel good.
I agree.
So it's not necessarily wearing it because you need to. It's because you want to. And it makes you feel good.
That's what we want to tell women. Well, we want to tell women that they not only should wear the wig because they want to, but also because they need to. Because the butch hair, the butch off, is weakness.
Well, no, but Betty said she didn't mind wearing her hair short, okay? She just liked wearing the wig, but wearing the short hair didn't make you feel weak, did it, Betty?
No, it didn't make
no,
her feel weak.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Broadcasting.
In fact, the most important thing after losing all of my hair from chemotherapy, today my hair is very long, and which I'm very happy for. It didn't come back early, unfortunately, like some do, but... The thing is, it's back, and people
and
have no idea that I'm a cancer survivor. And if they do know,
well,
I'm happy to tell them that I have been able to survive all these years.
Well, they know now, don't they? But nonetheless, congratulations.
Well, no, they don't know now. Anyway, Betty, thank you. Thank you for your call, and congratulations.
You.
877, great story, and we're glad that you are with us. 877-876-PHIL. And
you see Phil right there, and I didn't want to say anything to her. She called up, and she's talking about how, you know, great she is. I've never had breast cancer. And if you hear enough of these women talking, you almost wish that you did.
Why? Do you think that that lady called because she wanted to get some kind of love? Or
I think she called, and I know that Steve agrees. She called, oh, hi, Phil. I had breast cancer, too. I wore my hair short. I also don't mind wearing wigs. She covered all of her bases. She covered all her bases, and she did it very, very well.
Well, I think that that's a very cynical view of people, Ms. Dooley, but then I don't know. All I'm saying is what you're laying out here is a little confusing. First of all, there's a woman who has cancer. She wears her hair short because she wants sympathy. She wears her hair short because she wants to be intimidating toward men. She won't wear a wig because she wants to feel special. Wearing her hair short says, I'm a cancer survivor. Number two, women that lady wore a wig. And you found fault with that.
No, I did not find fault with that. I thought that what she should do is take the wig off once her hair grew back, but she didn't.
Well, if she keeps on wearing the wig, then the fact is, you said something a moment ago called the wig is freedom.
The wig is freedom, Phil, for all breast cancer survivors. Wear a wig. You know, there's an old saying from Vietnam. Steve, you used to say it, even though my husband's never been in Vietnam.
I saw it in a movie about Vietnam.
He saw it in a movie about Vietnam. Platoon.
Well, then it's not a saying from me. It's from a movie?
Yeah. Free your mind and the ass will follow. And pardon my language. But that's what the wig does. The wig frees the mind and the ass will follow. And I heard in that lady's phone call the freedom of her mind, but I don't know that her ass is followed.
All right, enough with the language, okay? Because I'm sorry, but I don't appreciate it.
You got the point of my wife to say not to say the word ass.
Because I want to say a bad word. I free up your mind. The way of the wig is freedom. The wig way is freedom. And that frees the mind so that, in this case, so that your bald head will follow. All right?
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the Phil Henry Show. So that your bald head will follow, Ms. Dooley, is another way of saying so that a woman who is sick and has lost her hair as the result of chemotherapy.
Can I interrupt you for a minute, Phil?
Well, I wanted to finish this point. A woman who's lost her hair because of chemotherapy is not. She didn't come down with cancer because she wants to feel special. She didn't get cancer because she wants to feel better than everybody. This woman is suffering from something that, through no choice of her own, she got, and she's making the best of it.
Can I just say something, Phil? I don't really know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you are a man, and I'm not really sure you should be talking. I mean, you're talking like you know something about having breasts.
Yeah, what's that about?
What is that about?
You know what? I told you that my wife was involved in that charity for a long time, still is, that she raises money for Susan G. Komen. Her mother has suffered from this disease. I don't know that there's a man or a woman in this world that doesn't know someone or hasn't had somebody in a family affected by it.
Yeah, but you're talking all about, like you're such kind of a big shot or something. I don't know.
I don't think I'm a big shot.
Well, that's the doctor, though.
I happen to have gone to school with Dr. Bodai, yeah. That's it. That's all I know. I haven't talked to the guy since we were in high school, and then I saw him at this thing in Sacramento a few years ago. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Diana in Boston. Diana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm just curious what gives, mm-hmm. I believe the woman's name is Bobby, what gives you the right mm-hmm. to have such a... It's really difficult to talk mm-hmm. with you when you talk over people.
I'm not talking over you.
I'm just curious what...
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That is brutal as a listener.
Well,
first off,
excuse me for being human.
All right, Ms. Dooley. What was your?
Go ahead, Diana. I'm just curious. As never having breast cancer, why you have such a strong opinion about it?
Can I say something for just you seem to have a lateral lisp, but it's really brutal.
What does that mean?
She went strong. See, I could make fun of you, too.
All right, well, let's forget it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I wasn't making fun of you. I was saying as a listener, it's difficult to hear
mm-hmm.
the radio show. That's what I was referring to. It wasn't a personal attack. I was saying it was difficult to hear the caller on the line. So excuse me if I offended you.
What was your question again? I'll accept that. What was your question?
I'm curious how it is you have such a strong mm-hmm. opinion, not having ever had breast cancer.
Well, it's a good question. My very dear friend, Janine, that I spoke of at the beginning of the show, had breast cancer. I saw her lose her hair, and she began to wear these long earrings, and she wore this sort of African head turban, I don't know what you would call it. At that time, I got together with our homeowners association, the women, and I said, we really need to sort of slap her out of this, and I don't mean that literally, but she's walking around all proud, and I think she's looking for sympathy, so let's get her down to a wig store.
No, that's where I think you're entirely
mm-hmm.
off base.
Well,
the reason I think you're entirely off base is because she should be proud. She should be proud.
Cancer?
She survived cancer. She
well,
should
we
be
don't
proud.
Know that yet,
she
do we? We don't know that yet. We do know that she's had her chemo and her radiation, but...
Okay, I mean, but the point that I think Diana's making is that she should be proud that she's toughing it out, she's going through it.
What is she going to do? Commit suicide?
Well, is she going to pull a Hitler? I don't think so.
You don't understand the concept of someone who is suffering from a very debilitating and possibly deadly disease, going, putting one foot in front of the other, going down, getting her treatment, getting her chemo, getting her radiation, coming home, God knows. Has she got children?
She's got two children.
Two children on top of it. You don't understand that.
You are a very insensitive person. A very, very insensitive person.
I drove her down to the wig store. Oh, my God.
Wow. Did you really?
You know,
That's
Diana,
huge.
What I was trying... I was trying to... You know something? You're very judgmental. I was trying to give this girl some sense that you don't have to go through life with your chemo cut. And you can...
How about just a patient makes the decision?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever makes the woman happy having gone through that.
Do you have, I bet you have short hair, don't you?
No, I have long, beautiful
hair. Long, beautiful hair. And you don't want anyone else to have that?
That's not what she's saying.
I want everybody to have whatever they want to have. I don't think it's my place to have an opinion on how somebody wears their hair. Who cares?
How dare you? Well, then you just told me that I couldn't take her down to the wig store. So I don't
tell
know.
You couldn't take
from.
Her down to the wig store. I said that was
you
very
said
big
I was
of you.
Over.
I was being facetious.
Yes. You said it was well, but you were You said that I was. You made some reference to my sex life.
No, I didn't. I
no,
think
she didn't.
Frankly,
she did
like
not say.
I think you're like Howard Stern, like a shock jock with the ridiculousness. I can't even believe that somebody in this day and age could be as insensitive.
Do you
I feel proud to be on the air. As a woman?
Do you think breast cancer is funny? Because I don't.
Are you kidding me?
I think it is the thought. Well, you are the one who's making these comments. And
you know
I'm
what,
the one
honey?
Doing something
you know what,
for
sweetheart?
Women with breast
cancer. I'm a breast cancer.
And
you know what? Be quiet. Be quiet so you can listen to other people.
That I'm Howard Stein. And I'm not Howard Stein.
It's not Howard Stein. It's Howard Stern. For one. For two,
well,
your ridiculous approach is grossly insensitive. And you know what? I'm a breast cancer survivor, thank God. And my best friend was diagnosed yesterday.
I don't believe it. I think you just made that up. And the reason why, you would have said that at the beginning.
Okay, can we...
That has no bearing on people wearing a wig. I didn't have chemo, thank God. I didn't lose my hair, thank God.
Why are you bringing it up now, then?
Sorry?
Why are you bringing it up now?
Because it had no bearing on me. You really need to listen.
You know,
you need to be a listener. You're terrible at your job. You are terrible at what you do.
I said to that young lady, I'm going to take you to a wig store.
Good night. You're an idiot.
I hate you.
Okay, that was great. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
God, I hate her.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Bobby and Steve Dooley. Ms. Dooley, I will tell you that when I first heard of your organization, the Wigwam, getting wigs for women with breast cancer, that was a great idea. You know, there's no question about that.
And why have we been subjected, Phil, in this last hour on your program, to this kind of insult? I just had a woman say that I was insensitive. I had a woman say I was obnoxious. You yourself said that using this term, chemo cut or chemo dome or butch or to butch it off was insensitive. I don't know what we are supposed to do to impress upon the millions of women with breast cancer that when they butch that thing off, they're walking down a very dark street as opposed to the sunlight of a wig and the freedom of a wig. And that's what we're talking about.
I, you're right. I'm a man. I'm not a woman. So I just don't understand.
Well, then please don't comment any further.
Yeah, but don't comment further.
Well, I will comment to the extent that I don't understand how a wig affords so much freedom and to have your hair butched off, as you say, does not. I don't understand that.
It doesn't. It's not a question of freedom. It is intimidating to men to see a woman who has decided to, affect the look of a Navy SEAL. And it is also intimidating to other women to see a woman who has her hair in that chemo cut walking around like she thinks that her you-know-what doesn't stink. I'm sorry to put it that way.
I've never heard of a woman with cancer ever.
Mr. Henry, would you mind just shutting up and taking a phone call, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Excuse me?
I'm a woman, and I'm sure a lot of women agree. Would you just shut up and take a phone call?
No, I will not be told to shut up on my show.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm a woman. I'm sorry.
You know, your sarcasm, Ms. Dooley, is unacceptable.
Well, I can tell you, sir, that we're talking about these are issues that women understand.
You know what? I'll just forget what you said to me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Nicole. Go ahead, Nicole. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I'm so sorry for the bad behavior of this woman who is just completely unacceptable. I'm flabbergasted Please stop talking while the caller is on the line, ma'am. Stop talking, okay? Not only are you assuming the role of a cancer victim who's never had cancer, you freak of nature, you're also assuming to have the feelings of a man being intimidated by a woman with a short hair. You just, I don't even know where your mind is going. It, like, you just don't even function properly. What, tell me exactly
well,
how you...
Isn't that a lot of insult that you just crammed into about... I don't know.
Insult? You just insult and kill the person that's actually giving
you
airtime, which you have no place to have airtime anywhere because you're a sick woman who actually needs help.
You told me to shut up. You told me to shut up twice on my show.
You're a sick woman, and you told the last caller that you hated her. You don't even know her. Hats off to the last caller because she was right on the money every single point. And she was a cancer victim herself. You're a sick individual, ma'am. A sick individual that needs help.
You know what?
You and your little sidekick, your husband back there, need help. I mean, I don't even understand how you could even consider yourself helping a cancer victim when you can't even help yourself. You obviously
can help myself fine.
You have a huge problem.
I hate you only. I only hate you.
Phil Hendry.